Masechet Menachot Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Most Menachot contain flour and oil, as we stated in the previous Perek. We'll talk in this Mishnah the different ways the oil was added to the Mincha. Mishnah says, Kol HaMenachot HaNa'aset B'Kli Te'unot Shalosh Matenot Shemen. All Menachot that are prepared in the Klesharet, for example, the Minhat Mahavad and the Minhat Marheshet, which are completely prepared in the Kle Sharet. The bowls that they're mixed in and the pans that they're eventually fried in are both Kle Sharet. Also, the Minhat Solet and the Minhat HaOmed are completely prepared in bowls that are Kle Sharet and therefore would be included in this halacha as well. So the Minhat, these Minahot that are prepared in Kle Sharet require three different applications of oil. Yetzika, number one, pouring oil over the flour. Ublila, mixing, adding oil to the flour and then mixing it in. And then umatan shemin bakeli kodem la'asyatan, putting oil in the klesharet, in the vessel, before making the mincha, which is putting oil in an empty bowl before putting the flour in. So we really, number three happens first. We're listing it last to earliest. So really number three is they would first put oil in an empty bowl and then flour would be poured into that. Then oil would be added on top of that and mixed in with the flour. And then after it was mixed, more oil would be added to the top of the mixture. Now we'll focus on the oven-baked menachot that are not fully prepared in a klesharet, and therefore they would not be three applications of oil, but there would be two applications. We'll discuss the oven-baked mincha brought as halot, where we have two applications, placing the oil in an empty kleh sharet and then mixing it. And the Mishnah will talk about a mahloket when the mixing was done. Ve'halot bolelan. One mixes the oil into the oven-baked mincha after it's baked into halot. Divrei Ribi. This is the opinion of Ribi. The halot are broken into pieces and then mixed with oil. V'achamim omrim solet. Hachamim say no. A person mixes the oil into the mincha while it's flour before it's baked. The same mahloket would apply also to the minhat mahavat and the minhat marheshet that we mentioned earlier. According to this opinion of Ribi, he would say that the second application of oil, which is belila, happens after the frying. Well, Hachamim would say that it takes place before the frying. Now we'll talk about the difference between the oil applications for an oven-baked mincha brought as halot and an oven-baked mincha brought as rekikin. Ha-halot te'unot belila, va-rekikin meshurhin. The oven-baked halot are mixed with oil, like we mentioned just now in the mahloket, but rekikin are meshurhin. The oven-baked rekikin are smeared with oil after they're baked. They're not mixed with oil. So here, what we're saying is, everybody would agree, these rekikin, which are like wafers, are oven-baked and then smeared with oil afterwards. They're not mixed with oil. Just to sum up, we have three different categories over here. The mahavat, the marheshet, the solet, and the minhat haomer. There are three applications of oil. Oil is placed in an empty bowl, then the flour is put in, and then more oil is added and mixed in. And then after that's all mixed, more oil is poured on top. Ribi would tell us, the mahloket, that the mixing in of the oil, which we said was step two, if you're talking about mincha that's going to be fried, the belila happens after the frying. Hachamim again hold that it's before the frying. Then we talked about oven-baked mincha of halot. There are two applications. Oil is put into an empty bowl, then the flour is added, more oil is added, and then mixed. But according to the Ribi, likewise here, after the mincha is baked, you have the mixing in of oil, and then everything gets mixed in. And Hachamim would say, no, that happens before the baking. And then lastly, what we just mentioned, where there's full agreement, the rekikin, the wafers, oil is placed into an empty bowl, then the rekikin are baked, according to everybody, and then they're smeared with oil afterwards. Ketzad moshan, how does one smear the wafers? How do you spread the oil onto the wafers? Kemin ki, in the shape of the Greek letter ki, which is like a tet in Hebrew. It's the shape made when the thumb and the index finger are separated. It sort of looks like a C. So they would apply the oil in that fashion. Ushar ha-shemen echal ha-kohanim. And the rest of the oil is eaten by the kohanim. A certain amount of oil, a log, per Isaron, a flour has to be donated with each mincha. And since the Nekikin only have a small amount of oil being used, the oil that's put into the empty bowl, and then smearing at the end, you had extra oil afterwards, so that is given to the Kohanim to eat. Other types of mincha, of menachot, would use more oil, and therefore all of the oil would be used up in the preparation and not given to the Kohanim.